Mike, there seems to be some good news here closer to home. Of course, you had a very successful reimagining over at Arlington Lakes, and that turned out very well. And I know you've hoped to get an opportunity to restore the Nickel Knoll 9-hole par 3 course at Peyton's Hill. And it sounds like you've finally got the green light to go do it.
Yes, it is. Yes. So finally approved to start a master plan for the 9-hole Nickel Knoll. Again, just very interesting, you know, little par 3 golf course right there in the middle of everything in Arlington Heights. The way it was built, it has some nice landforms, some good elevation changes that you don't really see in the Chicago area. And as you mentioned, the Peyton Hill, and that's going to be one of our focus, to enhance that and make sure that we keep that intact and even make it better with Walter's little training ground there.
Seems like the opportunity is there to do a couple of things on the golf course to sort of rebuild the connection to Walter Payton. And if the Chicago Bears actually do move to Arlington Heights, it could be a great tie-in to not only the future of the golf course, but the future community of the football team itself.
I agree. That'll be one of the talking points as we move forward is, you know, what could happen with the Bears. And again, you know, not only to enhance it from Walter's point of view and from what he did, but also to be able to have the Bears to enjoy that as well and to try and tie it all together. And I think, you know the golf course well, probably better than I do, but it's a nice little par 3, and I think we'll be focusing on tees and bunkers there as well and just kind of looking at some of the areas where we can enhance it as much as we can just to make it more playable, more enjoyable. You know, it's a course that we want to get, you know, as a par 3, get the beginner golfers out there. You know, it's always nice to have them have an opportunity, a good place to learn the game. But we want to create a golf course that's going to be good for the better golfer as well. That's maybe going to bring their son or daughter out there and get to play the golf course and, you know, teach them how to play the game, but give the adults some enjoyment as well and to play a golf course that might challenge them in certain spots.
Mike, the with a par 3 course, usually if people aren't on the green, they're close to it. So I got to believe the greenside areas and things like that will be a part of the focus. And you'd probably want to give the golfers some options around the green to play different types of shots. And then also maybe break up some of the very long bunkers so that there's a little better access onto and off the green when the golfers are done playing the hole.
You're right. That will be one of the focus. Will be, you know, the entire green surrounds, whether it be, like I say, taking bunkers and either removing bunkers or making smaller bunkers and creating little runoff areas that we like to incorporate where we can. You know, that gives the golfer an opportunity to play a variety of shots, whether it be trying to putt the ball up onto the green or have to hit a nice little spin chip shot that's going to, you know, get close to the pin. So it allows, you know, the better golfer a chance to think about how they're going to play the game and how they're going to play that shot. But the novice golfer just gives them an opportunity to try and, you know, they're just looking to get the ball on the green at that point when they're just beginning. So that'll be the point of that as well. So, but you're right, as far as the bunkering, you know, maybe take out some bunkers, make some bunkers smaller. Again, from a playability and a maintenance standpoint, we could look at doing that. And we'll also look at obviously enhancing the bunkers and just giving the golf course a fresher look and a new look on the bunkers as well.
As you well know from your years in the business and from what I've seen, more often than not, a lot of times when you first get to start working on a plan for a golf course and in golf course improvements, it takes a while to get all parties agreed on what's going to be done. And then sometimes votes from the board, whether it's the country club board or whether it's the park district board, and then there's time needed for permits and things to begin work. But at this point, and this might be putting the cart before the horse a little bit, but do you think that potentially by the end of 2023 that you could get out there and start doing some digging?
There's always that potential. You know, we'll see how the planning phase goes here through the spring and the summer. And once we start, you know, getting the plan in place and getting some budgets in place, we'll see what they want to tackle and how they want to go forward with the plan. But that would be, you know, that'd be an optimistic view, is to look at something hopefully for 2023.
It would be great to see things start to happen out there by the end of 2023, and hopefully by at least 2024, we can get some golfers back out there on the course. And I'm sure that, as you mentioned, elevation change that we don't always see. There's a couple of holes you can see downtown on a clear day, but it might be nice to open some things up so there's a few more views in other directions. And whether you're looking out into the neighborhood and to the north into Lake County, or you're looking downtown at the skyscrapers, just to give the golfers a little more visibility up there, because it seems like in modern golf design today, there's a lot of golf courses where things are being done to just really create outstanding views while people are out playing golf.
That is something that we look at nowadays. You try and get people to, yeah, you want to look at the land that you're playing and the land that you're surrounding. So I think that will be another part of that, is to look at how we can enhance those long views across or over the golf course.
Anything else you'd like to add about the Arlington Heights Park District, Nickel Knoll, 9-hole par 3 golf course project, and what might lie ahead?
I mean, like I said, with the Park District and the golf course, it'd be fun working with them again on everything. I think, again, it's just, you know, the way golf has kind of had a resurgence here in the last couple of years, it'll be nice to look at an alternate type of golf course here with a par 3 and make that a little bit more exciting. And again, as new golfers, it seems are starting to enter the game, it just gives them another opportunity in this area to learn how to play the game. So it'll just be fun working with everybody again at the Park District. We had such a good time doing the Arlington Lakes project, and that's turned into such a good project for them that it'll be nice to work with them again on something else.